Most nights, Harry Crawford can be found walking around East Anchorage with a handful of campaign pamphlets and a friendly smile.
Going door to door for the evening.
Tonight, he's going door to door in his own neighborhood, Chugach Foothills, where voters recognize him.
Hi there. I'm making the rounds, introducing myself and reintroducing myself to people that know me well.
Come on in if you'd like.
Back at his modest split-level home, Crawford has turned his dining room table into a central command for his campaign for senator for District M. On the wall beside his dinner table is a framed print of John F. Kennedy in a sailing skiff. It features a quote.
One man can make a difference, and every man should try.
A motto Crawford says he lives by. A retired iron worker, Crawford drove up the Alcan Highway in 1975 from his hometown of Shreveport, Louisiana, to work on the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. He first tried to make a difference in politics, he says, when he ran for state representative in his district in 1996 against then-Speaker of the House Ramona Barnes. It took him three campaigns to unseat her in 2000, and he's remained in politics since. After serving as a state representative, he ran against Congressman Don Young in 2010, but lost. Now he's running against Senator Bette Davis. Crawford says if he's elected, one of his priorities will be forward funding for Anchorage schools.
There's no good reason to hand people out pink slips in the spring and then rehire them in the summer. If we're going to fund them anyway, let's fund them right through so that they are not worried about losing their job.
Crawford says he'll also push to increase the base student allocation. On lowering taxes on oil companies, Crawford says taxes are not the issue.
What we have to do is get a gas pipeline so that we can sell our products around the Pacific Rim. I think that the key to more oil production and a better life for Alaskans is to get an all-Alaska gas line to Tidewater so that we can market our gas, plus have a ready supply of gas for people in South Central Alaska and the interior.
On affordable housing, Crawford says it's something the market will solve.
There's never been a better time since I've been in construction to actually build something because the interest rates are so low. If the banks are ready to loan, if they actually are, then I'm sure if there's a market for more rental housing and more single families, they'll be built.
As far as healthcare goes, Crawford says we should do something like his home state does.
I'm originally from Louisiana. It's about the cheapest healthcare in the whole country. Yet they have some of the better outcomes for their healthcare in the whole country. And the reason why is because they have a very large state-run health system through the LSU School of Medicine. Big teaching hospitals, they're much cheaper. Ours is the most expensive healthcare in the country. Louisiana's is the cheapest. Yet I don't think there's a dime's worth of difference in the care.
Crawford says he'll push for a medical school and a teaching hospital in Alaska, but the most important thing, he believes, is job creation, which he sees as intrinsically linked to a gas pipeline. Crawford will appear on the primary ballot running against fellow Democrat Bette Davis on August 28th. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.